The mayor's here this morning. You doing okay today?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Let's talk for a minute about the budget. We're in the midst of that. Where do we stand as far as the timeline is concerned?
We're going to have budget hearings 18th, 19th, and 20th. The council will see the budget next Thursday for the first time. City manager and Jeff Kirsten are Chief Financial Officer, Assistant City Manager for Finance, been doing a fabulous job working on it and getting it ready for us.
Presume it's going to be posted on the internet. Folks are going to be able to at least have a look at some of the proposals and that sort of thing. And then
we'll have public hearings and all of that.
All right. And so you want this to be done and voted on by when?
Well, we have to adopt the tax rate by September.
Okay. All right. So we'll hope that happens. I'd like to talk about something that's not necessarily very pleasant. We had a shooting incident yesterday in City of College Station, and obviously you hate when that happens under any circumstances. But again, that's when your first responders are called in to do the job.
And boy, did they ever. I mean, when you get a call in at, 2:31 and 2:39, they've got them apprehended.
Yeah.
Kudos to our police department being fast responders and getting the perpetrator.
Certainly wishing that could happen all the time. And, we had the Games of Texas here last weekend. Had a
huge success.
Ton of folks here. Both cities involved in that. And, it takes a lot of volunteer and support people to make that work.
It does. And we've got a great community. We've always known that. Volunteers came out. Both park staff, both the City of Bryan and City of College Station, worked really hard to get the games here, to staff it up. And I don't think there was a hitch all weekend. And we had great participation. And the weather was fabulous.
Yeah, it worked out really well. It wasn't broiling hot as it could be this time of year. And it's going to be here next year, too. So it's kind of a two-year deal.
And we're thinking it'll go away after that, but we're going to probably bid for it for the next 2 years after that, for 17 and 18.
And then moving back a little bit farther, I guess we never even got your comments on that, the 7-on-7 return to College Station.
Also fantastic.
Yeah. These are the kind of things, they fill up the hotels.
When you think about our kind of non-peak times when it's not football season and the hotels are usually empty or have just a few residents, when we've got them packed. I understand that the Bombers football team, their opponents had to stay in Conroe this weekend because they couldn't find a hotel closer. So, I mean, that just speaks to the quality of the Texas games.
Yeah, it is. And again, for those of us who've lived here a while, we liked it when summer got here because the streets emptied out, and the streets don't empty out anymore, nor
do
the restaurants or the businesses. And so that's
great for the businesses.
Yeah, it is.
It's great for the community. It's a way for us to put our best foot forward and show it off to the people who come here. And to a person that I met on at the Games of Texas, they were all very laudatory towards the city and the staffs.
To talk about special events, obviously the football stadium is going to be ready. It's going to be bigger. May not be sold out necessarily every game, but still lots of folks in here. And y'all have been, as a council, have been pretty well kept up to date as to how things are going to be a little bit different with traffic flow, too.
Yes, we had a presentation from Tim Lomax from the Transportation Institute about what they're going to be doing for game days. And on paper, it looks really good, and we hope that it'll work out as planned.
Yeah, it's wet pavement and other things like that can certainly mess things up, but they're changing things, and Welborn Road's going to be pretty dramatic as they send everybody out one way out there.
I think there'll just be one lane coming north and the rest of it going south after the game.
Should be interesting.
It'll be interesting the first game because the seats are all reconfigured and people are going to try to figure out where they're going. So the traffic going to the game is going to be interesting because probably be going early just to kind of find out where they're sitting.
Should be fun. Now, what do you got for us today?
Well, I have two news breaking.
All right.
Okay. NerdWallet ranked College Station 7th in the United States for work-life balance.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. And also, Princeton Review ranked College Station 7th in the country for great town-gown relations.
Now there you go. You can pat yourself on the back for that, right?
Absolutely.
Because there was a time when it didn't go so well. I mean, quite honestly, it's been difficult sometimes.
It has, but we have opened up communications, and I think the shared use facility was a good part of that. And, we've we've had good communications with the university.
Yeah. Well, and again, I really...
And going both ways.
Right. And I have to say, I kind of think there's been a greater move in the university's part, because obviously we want to be able to get along and be good neighbors. It's just a matter of being sure that people
are listening. Whether the 800-pound gorilla wants to reach out to the little bambino or not.
Exactly, if they want to listen or anything like that. All right, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry, the Mayor of College Station. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.